Blog Talk Radio.
Guess who? J to the low, F to the AB. Ho, yeah, ho, yeah, ho. Yeah, I ain't Mr. Right, I'm Mr. Right Now. I keep willing songs coming along. You visibly set songs, summon a prong. I can tell you ain't never had someone this long. One night, have them humming my song like girl, you ain't know I was coming this strong. Now you know not to come at me wrong, I get right.
You're looking just a little too hard at me.
Tell a man get to the right. I'm in the driver's seat, you sit to the right. And this is if it gets to the flight. I like the way it fits to your tight. So I'ma show you the world in a day before it even get to the night. I'm looking for a dime, but I don't need a penny though. Or any old wannabe Jenny Low, no. Plenty dough and it's plenty more where it come from. I'm the real talk where I come from. Ho!
Chilling out with you here on Blog Talk Radio. Call me now, 347-928-0761. Now, many of my friends have kids that have either flown the coop or are still at home. They work hard, have their own businesses, or are just stay-at-home moms, but they are still dropping it like it is hot. Are you still partying every weekend? Let me know and tell us where the hot parties are on your state. Call me now at 347-989-0761, 989-0761. Now, before I go into any other good music tonight, I just want to tell you about some restaurants here in New York City, some lounges that you will find extremely interesting. One of them in particular is called the Crocodile Lounge. Now, that's in the East Village. It's 325 East 14th Street, at right up First Avenue. And their number is 212-477-7747. Now, steps from Union Square, the Crocodile Lounge is a bustling bar serving up its famous free pizza with any drink. That's right, free personal pizza if you buy a drink. Plus, plenty of arcade games to keep you occupied any night of the week. They got skee ball, buck hunter, bowling, trivia Wednesdays, and more. Outdoor patio perfect for summer days and nights. Now, happy hour is daily, noon to 7 p.m. $3 draft, $4 well drinks, and $1 off all drafts. So you need to check out the Crocodile Lounge. Now, an oasis in the middle of New NYC, this classic East Village spot boasts a picturesque outdoor garden. It's called the Cloister Cafe. Now, that's at 238 East 9th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenue, 212-777-9128. It has like a European-style overhead suspended grape arbor, fountain, and hookah bar. For more than 20 years, locals have been coming to Cloister Cafe for its perfect atmosphere to enjoy hookah drinks and eat. The famous mojito is made with homegrown mint leaves. Other favorites include the Bahama Mama, Siberian Tropic, and Bubblegum Cocktail. The new executive chef, Tawiwat Hurapan, formerly of Rain, prepares seasonal American food with high undertones and uses only the freshest ingredients from from Union Square Green Market. Open 11 a.m. to 3 a.m. daily. Go to CloisterCafe.com for more info. And lastly, Cafe Buen Gusto. Yeah, that's at 236 East 77th Street. That's the Upper East Side. Call them at 212-535-6884. Now, they also have one at 151 Montague Street in Brooklyn, and coming soon, 76th Avenue B in the East Village. Now, they've been open since 1988. They're homey, casual, and authentic Italian restaurant known for homemade pastas, Italian favorites, great wine lists, and very reasonably priced. Their kitchen uses high-quality ingredients for its mixed-and-match philosophy. You can choose from a selection of meats, pastas, and sauces to create your own dishes or try their favorites from their great menu. I mean, it's very good. They also have expertly made soups, salads, appetizers, and desserts. Now, from Sunday to Tuesday, their special is 50% off all bottles of wine. You can order online for free and fast delivery and try the Brick Oven Pizza at Casa Tua, 145 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, and Oh Mamma Mia at 1471 2nd Avenue. Yes, Cafe Buen Gusto, Cloister Cafe, and the Crocodile Lounge is my choice. Now, if you're one of those women that are dropping it like it's hot, or if you're a man who's sick of your woman dropping it like it's hot, give me a call, 347-989-0761. We'll be right back.
Oh, what a day. Same old day, bit too plain.
Deja vu, motherfuckers. Coming to motherfuckers.
CX, my fellas,
let's go. Get the smoke, the baby, and the dope. We go on the camera and shot up with the toast. The boat at the dock, baby, where we going? Chill right down the block, I gotta pick up lock. Cause she's down too, and missing effect. More than just me and you, my chick click, ooh. I can't forget them, and I ain't going no fucking where without my men. Let's go. Come on, let's travel through the water. Cold, gotta swim, let's make it to the border. My daughter got the wet suit, the stand inside daughter. And text with the jet, you connected at the car. Cold, y'all ain't shook, there's a meeting at the shoreline. Those are amphibious, large, and we deep again. Got these white niggas running naked up the streets again. Armed for the Getty Winds of Fire next time. I got a head count at 735. Making sure my soldiers are accounted for, that's what's up. So my submarine ship won't be crowded up. All the citizen cats better get the fuck. Got they nose on my yard, but they bear no cross. How you gonna reap the seeds that you stomp and toss? Send nukes to your troops till you glow in the dark. Till it fits you and yours on the China wall. Me and mine at the coastline. Let's go, when I shine, we gon' all shine. Let's go, we gon' all break bread, ride. Let's go, cause we on for the Getty fight. Let's go, me and mine at the coastline.
Let's go. When I'm time, we gon' all shine. Let's go. We gon' all break bread, right? Let's go. Cause we on for the Getty fight. Let's go. Aight, since we all here, switch the coast. Be sure to stay away from tidal waves and boats. Since the radar shows make it difficult. We may have to break it down from ship to boat. Since I feel he feel like an arsenal. Now one of my niggas take dates for jokes. Now you and you with the high roll chemistry degree. Plant them things at the bottom of the sea. And don't pull them up till they Christmas trees. Y'all cats gotta trust today. Let the cat game trust them with my cats relate. I'm sending out see y'all make rapid pinpoint to click. So swift that they slit your wrist. Till they 6 feet out on the competition. So y'all better come crunch the chick. Let's go. I forbid shit. Submarine shit. Jack the queen shit. You ain't seen shit. Mine at the coast on. Let's go. When I shine, we gon' all shine. Let's go. We gon' all break bread, right? Let's go. Cause we on for the Getty fight. Let's go. Me and mine at the coast on. Let's go. When I shine, we gon' all shine. Let's go. We gon' all break bread, right? Let's go. Let's go.
Up in Belize, whoa. But it's a dawn to hear. I ain't from Harlem, but I love the men. Say God from the BX, let's get that clear. But I was born near the airport, straight to the roof home. And I got no chips on my shoulders. Chips are for the banks and the Range Rovers, excuse me. Where all the baby boys is at? Y'all in here, listen. If you take care of yours, say alright.
Like him. He was too arrogant. I wanted to fight him. If I had known at the time he'd be my baby father, man, I wouldn't even say it cause I love my daughter. It was no use. I can't point the finger cause it was me too. I blame it on my youth. I blame it on excuse. People blame many things, many ways when they running from the truth. What's really good? Scream at him. Things were so crazy I had to ski mask him. One or two occasions that brother must have bumped his mug and forgot that Deja's still a thug. Confused cause a long time he tried to hook for, so I pulled out the knife. What happened? A whole lot of cops and shit. He called them, how they gonna knock the chick with regards to the years that we spent. You and me growing up on the get. Now it's time that we part and we tell what we gonna do. In regards to the years that we spent. You and me growing up on the get. They couldn't tell from the blood on my shirt. Wish I could've caught the whole fight on video. But all they could see was a meatball hero. This dragon nigga running around, holding his face. He hit me. Buck 52 to the races. I'm here, he was. He used to have knowledge of Islam. Gave him the power to refine his wisdom. We struggled through the eighth mathematics to build something. How could that turn into wanting to kill something? What happened? I started rapping. Being down, going, not coming home and not wanting a bone. And I don't really know, man. But now I do my get right dance. And my daughter's so tall, she can fit my pants. It's the years that we spent. You and me growing up on a get. Now it's time that we part and we chill. What we gonna do? In regards to the years that we spent. You and me growing up on a get. Where I'm coming from, you know, ain't no mystery. Come on, B, you know me. And the real woman side of me is what you taught me. So, an open state of mind is what you owe me, for real. Then let's share a plate of fish and bills.
Boy, you know I'm gonna be alright.
I'll be part of it too.
Boy, you know I'll be
alright.
I'll be alright.
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 That was the double dose of Deja Vu giving you Let's Go, produced by E Spot producer E. John Perry, and Let's Go remix for All Right, produced from the one and only P-Funk, the We Us Camp, Deja Vu. Listen, women and heart disease. Now, here's some heart health facts. Heart disease is the leading cause of death among American women and kills 32% of them. Heart disease kills more women than all forms of cancer combined. Nearly six times as many women die of heart disease than breast cancer. A woman is four times more likely to have a heart attack after menopause than before menopause. African-American women typically develop heart disease at a younger age than white women. Their overall rates of heart disease are 72% higher than white women. Women who smoke risk having a heart attack 19 years earlier than non-smoking women. If a woman's weight is 30% above her ideal body weight for her size, she is at risk for heart disease. 8 million American women are currently living with heart disease. 10% of women ages 45 to 64 and 25% age 65 and over. Now, here's some steps that you can take to avoid the risk of heart disease. Stop smoking. More than half of the heart attacks in women under 50 years of age are related to smoking. Within 2 years, you can reduce your risk of a heart attack by a third. Be active. Women who are physically active reduce their chances of getting heart disease by 50%. Eat right. Eating a diet high in grains, fruits, and vegetables will lower your fat and cholesterol levels. Keep fat calories to 30% or less of the total calories you take in during the day, and avoid saturated fat. Control your diabetes. Visit your doctor regularly. Control your blood pressure. Visit your doctor regularly and continue with your medication. Control your cholesterol level. Maintain a healthy weight. Now, here are some signs and symptoms of a heart attack for women. Uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing or pain in center of chest that goes away but comes back. Pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, back, arms, jaw, or stomach. Chest discomfort, lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, dizziness, and or nausea. Lower chest discomfort and stomach pain. Shortness of breath and difficulty breathing, especially when walking. Unexplained anxiety, weakness, or fatigue. You're on the air and hear no evil. Who's calling in?
How you doing? This is Daddy Rich.
Daddy Rich, how are you? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the show Hear No Evil. Here, tonight's topic is women, are you still dropping it like it's hot? What do you think about women that still drop it like it's hot when they get above the maturity age?
My opinion on that is, as long as you're able and willing, and as long as you're doing it respectful, I think there's no problem. As long as the children are not involved and there's no disrespect to nobody outside yourself, keep up the good work.
Exactly. That's how I feel, because I know a lot of women are still dropping it like it's hot. So how are you, Daddy Rich?
Miss Lewis, I am blessed. How about yourself?
Oh, well, listen, I'm so favorite. I'm highly favorite. What do you have going on with yourself? Tell the viewing audience. We have over 200,000 listeners tuned in right now. Lines are lit up. So let the world know what's going on.
Well, my name is Daddy Rich, for those who don't know, a.k.a. Richie Rose. And with that being said, I am the head event coordinator at the Hip Hop Cultural Center, which is the only hip hop museum in New York City. It's located on 124th Street and 8th Avenue in the heart of Harlem on the second floor inside the Magic Johnson Movie Theater. And And we started a live television show, myself, Ralph McDaniels from Video Music Box, and also Metsy Ray, which is the extraordinaire Curtis Sherrod. And we have a biweekly show with icons of hip-hop every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m.
Well, I want to know why I'm not on there. Ralph emailed me something about that about three, four months ago, but I didn't know it was in existence as of yet. And that's in the Magic Johnson Theater here in Harlem?
Here in Harlem on the second floor in the Magic Johnson Movie Theater. I am the executive chef for the event. I am the head coordinator, and I'm also totally involved with those who come out, everybody who's listening. Come be part of the audience live on television. This is streamed live on the internet, and it's also live on cable. So anybody who's available, in order to get in, if you're an MC, you have to give us some hip-hop at the door, whether you're 55 or 25. And if, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to come and sit down and be part of television for the newest reality show in hip-hop, you're all welcome.
Wow, that's very interactive. I like that. I like that. So wait a minute. So what you said, you are the executive chef. That means you are cooking?
Oh, yeah, darling. Louis, for those who don't know, now they do know. They call me the Cornbread King. If you're not the Cornbread King, I cook that good, good soul food. If you go to your best restaurant here around the world and pick your best dish, Daddy Rich will make it the same way, and I guarantee you I'll win 5 stars.
What? I never knew that you were a chef. You are so full of surprises. How long have you been cooking?
Well, God is good, you know, from running around doing the foolishness. Everybody has a past, but the present and the future now is so beneficial and so prosperous at this point.
Oh.
I want everybody to come and taste some of this good cornbread. We got some wine on deck. We got television cameras. We have a live band. We have a DJ. We have 2 celebrity hosts, and we also have icons of hip-hop along with the unsigned artists who never get an opportunity to have a genuine venue for their own music, and this is where you need to be.
That is wonderful. Well, you hear it. You heard it from the chef's mouth. So that's every Tuesday. Now, what time?
Yeah, this Tuesday, which is September 14th, everybody arrive at 7:30, and you will be part of the newest reality show for hip-hop outside of Harlem.
Wow, that sounds very interesting. Well, maybe I'll come over there and check you guys out, bring you a book. Or 2.
Oh, yeah, you can actually come in, and those who are welcome, and just for everybody to know who does arrive, it's no problem. It's a venue for everybody as long as you're of age, and all those who know what of age are, we don't have to get there. But it's absolutely no filming involved, so because this is a lot, so anywhere else you've been. But you can come promote your music, you can promote your books, you can promote if you're cooking, you know, you do real estate, whatever it is. This is an open window after the show is over to socialize and, you know, meet and greet.
So now this starts at 7, and exactly like how long is the venue from 7 until when?
Well, we do pre and we do after. The pre is, you know, until the lights go down, we can put some music on and we enjoy ourselves and, you know, we meet and greet and pass our business cards to one another, you know, just to build the criteria. The actual show is 1 hour, so we're not keeping you, ladies and gentlemen, even though it's a Tuesday. Everybody can get home in a fashionable setup. If you want to hang out afterwards and hear a couple of records and maybe shake a leg before you go home, if you didn't make the gym this week, you know, we can party.
And for all of the ladies that like to drop it like it's hot, I think this is going to be the place to be. So I will definitely put the word out, blast the word out about your event. Is there a name? Is there a name of the show?
Yes, the name of the show, I do apologize, ladies and gentlemen. The name of the show is MC to MC.
MC to MC. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, the meet and greet. And those who don't rap or do hip-hop or are not an artist, this is for you as well. This is not just for the young folks to come out. You're not going to hear no raunchy rap and chokers running around breathing, you know, hot breath on you. This is a definitely a respectable, everybody dressed to impress because it's just for television. And we keep a live, sexy venue.
Really? Well, I like
and this
that.
Will be, like I said, this is the only cultural center, the only hip-hop museum in New York City that we hold.
There's a few of them that are actually trying to come up. Everybody's trying to do the museum thing now, which is long overdue. You know, I was talking to Ralph McDaniels, so some time ago about what is going to happen to our footage when we're gone. You know, this is something to think about, like archiving, like the old school footage of most of the rappers that became famous and
well, actually, you know, if anybody who comes down, we can show you. Like, we have the biggest flyer, like, you know, posting on the wall, like the actual 60s and 70s and 80s when the venues first started that folks who didn't know, if you remember the old dances and the old venues, you know, from the basement parties in the Bronx when it started back to Brooklyn all the way to Harlem. I mean, it's a firm venue. So everybody, you know, come out and enjoy yourself, and this is going to be nice. So I'd love to see everybody there.
Now, is there a fee for this?
For the MCs to get in, you know, at the doors, what they have to do is the hip-hop thing. And that's the blessing about it. You know, the icon tells you whether or not you're able to get in. For everybody else, it's a five-hour venue. This is not something we're trying to kill anybody. This is not a club, like we said. This is
right.
Hip-hop.
Wow, I really like this concept. And so is this going to be all the time, or is this something
that's going to... This is a bi-weekly show, September 14th. And if you count Tuesdays from then, every other Tuesday, biweekly.
Beautiful. Oh, wow. I have to check this one. I'll definitely, God willing, I will definitely be there. Definitely. And I want to thank you for calling in to Blog Talk Radio.
This is the number one radio show, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not tuned in, you're elsewhere. Everybody stay locked to the biggest radio show in America.
Thank you so much. I'm definitely going to see you on Tuesday. And thanks for calling in.
Okay, you stay blessed and everybody else as well.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Sister Lewis, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.